It's the Score with Equifax Fantasy Show. I'm Matt Moore, next to the legendary DJ Shockley. Shock, unfortunately, I have some more bad news for myself. We'll get to that in a second.
Whenever he says, I didn't mean something wrong.
All right. How did you do in the Score with Equifax Fantasy game last week?
I did pretty good. My man Mud Duck is killing it right now. Todd McClure, if you don't know, we call him Mud Duck. So you ever see him, call him Mud Duck. But he's doing pretty well. He actually beat me and Finneran last week, but I'm gaining on them all. And just surely I'll be the leader, so that's I'm doing good. Well.
And if you want to play the Score with Equifax Fantasy game, go to Equifax.com/Falcons and use the hashtag #ScoreWithEquifax. Play. Lots of prizes. I don't understand why you don't get this. You play. Can get autograph items every week. It's not too late to play. Please join. Try to beat DJ Shock. Who you got this week, Shock? Who's your team this week?
I'm going with – we got Matt. Taking Matt, of course.
You got to.
Forte. I'm taking Forte just because he is a dynamic player. Mm-hmm. I mean, catching, receiving – running, he can do it all. I'm also taking Julio. Julio has not let me down in 5 weeks, so why not? Martellus Bennett, he's a bad matchup for a lot of teams. Not just any this Falcon, but anybody. So he's a good player. Got to take Matt. Matt, Mr. Consistent as always. And I'm taking the Bears defense. All Bears right, defense, tough.
Good luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
On that. All right, now, unfortunately.
Yes, baby. It's that time.
Shock, we're in like week six.
Yes.
And I have won one game against you on fantasy.
Four.
So let's go to the voice of reason, Mr. Robert Gilkes, and see how we did.
We're going to have to figure out a house rule. When do you pass the sticks after all these losses?
You got
to
get out the sticks, right?
Yeah. Another loss for Matt. Another W for Shock.
Yes.
We'll jump straight into the numbers here. Shock edged you out in every single position.
Bowling.
Drew Brees at quarterback got the W against the Bucks with 16 points.
Thank you.
DeMarco Murray on pace for a record year with 16 points.
Thank you.
Julio Jones, despite the loss, had a good day for us, 10 points.
Thank
Delaney
you.
Delanie Walker with only 4 points, but the Pittsburgh defense kept him up, 16 points.
Boom!
Matt,
let's not even worry about
not
it.
As well.
No, let's go through this. People need to hear what he did.
Matt Stafford, 10 points. Zach Stacy only got you 5. Emmanuel Sanders, I thought, was a good pick, but he hasn't been getting those red zone targets. Only got you 10 points despite the amount of yards he got on the day. Zach Ertz had only 3 points, and the Denver defense, despite the win, only 5 points.
Nice. All single-digit stuff. That doesn't win game for you, especially against me.
I'm going to make a statement.
Come on. Come on. Come on. What you got?
If I do not win this week,
uh-huh.
I'm switching places with Rob.
Rob, you don't want none either, man.
Rob will come next week.
Rob, you can get this butt whooping, too.
Celebrity shot. They've had me on the bench for too long. I'm ready to take over.
All right. If I do not win this week, Rob is hosting next week.
You guys need to let us know what he can wear or something that gets on him for him losing.
Some lucky socks.
Yeah, some lucky, yeah, something. Lucky.
All right, who do you got this week?
Yes, of course. I get to go first again, right, because I won. Okay, mm-hmm. True. Okay. I'm going with Phillip Rivers versus Oakland. Phillip Rivers is balling right now. Oakland Raiders are not balling.
So I'm going to make a rule that Shock can't pick against Oakland or Jacksonville.
I guarantee you, you have a pick with Jacksonville. I guarantee you. Right, I bet you do.
I'm going with the hometown hero, Matt Ryan. Come on, nice. Matt. I'm going to talk to Matt in the locker room this week. I'm going to say,
go give him a pep talk.
I need to keep hosting this show, so you got to win for me.
Put all the pressure on him with fantasy, right?
And running back, I'm going our producer, Nicole Johnson, told me to take this pick. So
okay. She
will be fired as well
all
if
right.
we don't do well.
Nice.
I'm going Brandon Oliver against the Raiders.
Oh, I hope he gets negative points. But, okay, I'm going to go with Andre Williams. They're playing against
Beast Mode.
Philadelphia. They're playing
He's
against
like
Philadelphia.
Beast Mode Jr.
He is. He's a hard runner. You
all
saw
right.
last week.
All right, I'm going A.J. Green.
A.J. Green?
Against Carolina Panthers.
I can't be mad, but A.J. Dalton won't get the ball off, so it's okay. I'm going with Jordy Nelson. They're playing against Miami. Come on, Aaron Rodgers. He's going to spray that thing around.
Who's your tight end?
Tight end, I'm going with Julius Thomas. They're playing against the Jets. The Jets are quite horrible. They thought they were good last week. Phillip Rivers covered them up. Also, I have Phillip Rivers, so.
All right, I'm going Dwayne Allen. The voice of reason whispered in my ear to take Dwayne Allen this week.
Voice of reason. He's saying that because he wants your job. He's going to take your job next week. That's why he gave you an awful
defense,
pick.
Defense, I'm going Titans against the Jaguars.
You took the Jaguars. Okay. He talked about me taking Oakland. He takes the Jags. So I'm going to go with the Chargers defense.
Against who?
Against Oakland. Oakland Jaguars are guaranteed to get us some points. So hey, you got to take the for sure bets.
All right, I gotta get off. I'm gonna do it this week, Shaq.
We'll see.
I'm getting a crooked number here. I'm gonna go from 1 win to 2 wins. I feel it.
Really,
these are good picks.
4-1 right now. Next week, guys, you may see the voice of reason sitting right in this exact seat. So you see a new face, you know what happened.
All right, thanks again for watching the Score of the Equifax Fantasy Show. For Robert Jilks, Nicole Johnson, Brian Bosek, this is DJ Shockley. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week.